Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. I'm going to change things up a bit for this episode, and we're going to talk about two of my favorite things, weddings and reality TV. If you follow me on Instagram at Planning Collectively, I'm sure you already know what I'm talking about, and that's the new Netflix show called Marriage or Mortgage. For those of you not familiar, the premise of the show is that engaged couples have saved between $20,000 and $30,000, and they need to decide if they want to put that towards a wedding or a down payment on a home. Each of the 10 episodes features a different couple, and they work with a realtor, Nicole Holmes, and a wedding planner, Sarah Miller, to go through the options available with either decision to have a wedding or buy a house. They tour three homes within their budget with Nicole, and Sarah walks them through potential venues, catering options, and other wedding details for their dream wedding day. In the end, the couple meets with both Nicole and Sarah and tells them what they've decided. The episode wraps up by flashing forward a few months to see the couple either in their new home or on their wedding day. Earlier this week, I had the privilege of chatting with one of my favorite couples that was featured on the show, and I'm excited to share that with you in just a few minutes. But first, I wanted to give you my thoughts on the show, including some key takeaways for all couples that might find themselves in a similar position as those on the show. First, many have an immediate reaction when they hear about the premise of the show, and it's definitely not in favor of weddings. I have to admit that when I first heard about the show myself, I was pretty nervous that it was going to be a horrible reflection on the wedding industry. We definitely get a bad rap sometimes, and it's actually what initially made me watch the show right when it came out, because I was planning on doing a podcast episode defending the wedding industry. I was very pleasantly surprised that the show really did a great job representing the decision-making process and how, for some at least, it can be a really tough call to make. Of course, it is a reality show, so there were some things that were thrown in for entertainment purposes on both sides that might not be standard for most couples, either buying a home or planning a wedding. And the other thing we need to keep in mind is that we're only seeing 44 minutes of about a week's worth of filming. There were definitely some important details that didn't make the final cut, and some of those things could have been really important in the decision-making process. I can't speak to the real estate side of things, but I want to highlight a few of my main takeaways before we get into my conversation with Nick and Denise. First, and maybe most importantly, everybody's financial position is different before the show. While we only get surface details on what the couples do for a living, and we certainly don't know any information on, say, the status of their bank accounts, we do know that they have a certain amount of money set aside for either a wedding or a home. Now, I did love how this approach set it up, meaning that they're taking the wedding budget with a big picture in mind, rather than planning a wedding and then figuring out how to pay for it. If you have listened to previous episodes, you know that I refer to that as planning your wedding backwards, and it is a very common mistake that a lot of couples make, and it typically ends up meaning that they go way above what they were initially thinking they were going to spend on their wedding planning. So if you haven't listened to episode 2 yet, make sure to check that out. That's going to tell you how you get that big picture number set before you get into the wedding planning. And the other thing you'll need to consider that ties into your financial position is, what are your life priorities that might be coming up? Are you looking into starting a family and know you're going to have lots of medical expenses or maybe in vitro treatments that you'll be paying for? Are you looking to go back to school and you know you're going to have large tuition bills coming up? If that's the case, then that might impact your decision one way or the other if you're going to spend money on the home or the wedding. On the flip side, if your family and friends don't live close to each other or you don't get to see each other often, the idea of having everyone together to celebrate your marriage could be an amazing experience. We often hear that the best gifts to give are experiences, and that's exactly what a wedding day is. To have all of your loved ones in the same room is one of the things that I hear couples say that they are the most excited about with their wedding day. I would guess that a few of the couples on the show could probably afford to do both at a similar level to what we saw on the show, but that doesn't mean that they didn't still go through the same process in figuring out what their priorities are and where they want to spend their money. The third thing to keep in mind as you're watching the show is that everyone's wedding priorities are going to be different. If you have not been the type of bride or groom that has dreamt about a large wedding and you'd be just as happy with a quick courthouse wedding and dinner afterwards, well then spending $20,000 to $30,000 on a wedding probably sounds a little bit ridiculous. But if you are the exact opposite of that, and you know that you wouldn't be happy with that kind of wedding day, then you know you're going to have a certain amount of money set aside in order to be really happy with the wedding that you put together. I get in deep with wedding priorities in just about every conversation that I have talking about wedding planning. But if you are interested in getting more details on how you determine what your wedding priorities are and the main categories that you need to think about, that is what I discuss in my first episode. So check that episode out and you'll feel more comfortable with where you stand with your wedding priorities. The fourth thing that I wanted to talk about in regards to the show is that the negotiations are definitely not the norm. If you haven't seen the show yet, just before the couple makes their decision, both Nicole and Sarah throw in some extra deals that they've been able to get through the vendors that they're working with. Again, I can't speak to what might be the normal deals when you're buying a house, but I'm guessing both sides received some of these amazing discounts because of the potential promotion of being involved with the show. That said, a wedding planner can definitely save you money. Sometimes it's in an actual line item discount from their vendor connections, but often it's by saving you from making really expensive mistakes. Having a professional on your side, whether it is a realtor or a wedding planner, is definitely going to help save you money. But again, it might not be in the same form that you see on the show, where it's an obvious free veil or 50% off your liquor. And the final point is, you can do both. No one is saying that whichever you pick, you can't ever have the other. If you pick house, you can never get married. Or if you get married, you'll never own a home. You don't need to spend all of your savings, whatever that might be, on one or the other. Whatever that dollar amount is, you can split it evenly, you can favor one or the other, or you can do whatever feels right for you as a couple. One comment I've seen come up quite a bit in conversations about this show is buy a house and have a backyard wedding. Now, we've discussed this in previous episodes as well. Having a backyard wedding is often not as simple and cheap as people think, but you certainly can do that. You can spend the majority of your budget on the home and then have a little bit allocated for a housewarming slash wedding. Maybe you make a smaller down payment on the home than you had initially intended or lower the price range of the homes you're looking at, and that leaves you with a little bit to spend on a wedding. Again, it all comes back to your priorities, whether we're talking about your priorities in life or your priorities in a home or your wedding. And that's really the beauty of it. No one can tell you what's going to bring you more happiness, whether it's having a home that you can invite family over to or having that wedding day where you have all of your loved ones together. You have to think that through and decide for yourself. So definitely check out the other episodes of this podcast that will help you determine those priorities and your budget if you are in the process of planning a wedding. And that's going to help you feel so much more comfortable as you're going through the process that you are making the right decisions. All right, let's move on to my conversation that I had with Denise and Nick earlier this week. They are one of the most loved couples from the show, with some really funny moments from their episode. They are the absolute sweetest, and I'm so grateful that they could share a bit about their experience in not just the show, but how they went about making their decision. This is your official spoiler alert that we do talk about their final decision. So if you haven't watched it yet, make sure that you do that first. They're featured in the second episode titled Adapting New Traditions. I hope you enjoy the conversation and definitely send them some love over on Instagram. You can find them at Here's the Keys. And that is not an indicator of what they chose, but rather a playoff of their last name. So enjoy the rest of the episode, and I will see you next time. One quick note of apology regarding the quality of the audio with my call with Denise and Nick. It was my first Zoom recording, and I've definitely learned there are better methods than what I used. So I apologize for any potential feedback that you might be hearing, and please stick with it. It is a great conversation. We also had our cats making appearances on both ends, so you'll hear us reference that throughout the conversation. Thanks again, and I hope you enjoy.
Well, I wanted to, first off, thank you guys for taking the time to chat. I know that you've been getting a lot of love on social media, people loving your episode, and we'll kind of get to why, but I think you guys have a perfect story that resonates with what a lot of couples are going through right now, and so I figured it would be great to chat with you about your experience, but of course, let's get into some of the basics first and talk about how you guys met. And Nick, I think you said you're from the area here, right? Gross Point?
I am. Oh, yes. Perfect. I moved down when the economy was kind of tanking in 2007.
Yeah.
And landscaped and personal trained. And then I started bartending, and that led into how I met this young lady.
I was telling mom, it was a Bible study at a bar. We were having a Bible study, right? That's what I tell my mom.
She doesn't believe it anymore. Yeah. For a while, I think she was gullible.
When I first started, I've been a planner for 16 plus years. And when I first started, I've had couples that would be like, we met at a bar, and they give each other a look. And I'm like, oh, you met online. You met on a dating app. Like, what's the real story there? But yeah, Bible study, not the bar. But so I know in your episode, Denise, you said that you tried to resist a little bit of that connection, but you guys first met at the bar, and then...
We met.
You're referring to the second time.
We met years
whichever
prior.
Story you're sharing.
Yes. So we met 2008 early, and we both were seeing other people, but we just kind of hit it off. Obviously nothing came of it, but there was just an immediate chemistry. And then we just kind of went our separate ways. But I always remembered him. Yeah. He was a bartender at the bar that me and my girlfriends would go to quite often. So I always remembered him, always excited to see him. Yeah. And then we went our separate ways. I actually forgot that he even existed. When I saw him the second time when he came up to me, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot you even existed. And he was like, well, that's good to know.
Thanks. Yeah.
But at that point he was coming out of his previous marriage and things like that. So I told him, I said, we had that instant spark the first time. And I just knew that there was something there, and I just wanted him to process what he was going through and move on from that, because I knew it would just the second we spent any time together. I just knew it was going to be.
And you didn't want it to be messed up because of timing, you know?
Yeah, I wanted him to have that time to kind of process everything. I told him, if you need me, go single and, you know, do your thing, and just let's don't call me. But he called me the very next day.
Sometimes you know. When God puts someone back into your life a second time, you don't waste those opportunities. I hope you like cats, because they're going to be in and out.
Yes, absolutely.
Probably should have locked them away, but that would have been really loud.
I thought about that too with my guys, but if you try and shut a door, then they just take that as a challenge. And
And we have one that opens them, so she doesn't.
It's absolutely fine. Like I said, I'm sure will not stay quiet for very long. So tell me, let's start talking about the show a little bit. How did you guys see like a casting call, or how did you guys get involved in the show?
One of our good friends, her name's Crystal. Her, Nick, and I were all a part of the same modeling agency several years ago, and she's still active, and she saw the casting call and texted to us knowing where we were in life, and was like, you guys would be perfect. And we're like, all right, you know, we talked about it and then just decided to give it a try. And here we are.
Wow. And were you really, you were in the spot where you were engaged, but then also knowing that you needed to move to something different from, I think you were in an apartment before. Is that
right? Yeah. We were really in that spot. We had a longer engagement.
Because of that.
Yeah. We just really weren't in a rush. Again, just dealing with the dynamics of blended families and introducing, you know, our families and all of that. We weren't in a huge rush. We were kind of in that point of kind of, okay, now maybe we need to talk about getting married and making some plans. I think we've been engaged, a year and a half at that point? Something like that, a year?
I might have been two.
Two years? We were engaged for a while. So. But we are definitely having those conversations.
One of the things I've seen come up in like a lot of the comments is the question about timing. And obviously the last year for everybody has been very different, but especially for the wedding industry and, you know, seeing a show, a reality show without masks or anything like that. This was done just before COVID started, right?
Yeah.
So I know I've seen a lot of people being like, oh, they're not doing this, but it was in our previous world, then before.
Yes. We've answered a lot of questions about that too. People thinking we were doing all of this in the middle of COVID.
Especially those couple that had weddings.
I know. I feel so bad for some of those couples.
It just seeing that come across the screen as a wedding planner, of course, you know, just that we're familiar with over the last year. And then, you know, starting up again here, but you know, I think we're looking much better this year. We'll see what happens. But tell me what the filming process was like then. How long did it take? Did you guys have to hold off on all your plans for? Well, it doesn't sound like you were too far in the wedding planning process, other than being engaged prior to finding the show.
We had some ideas. We did, you know, kind of plan things around shooting and things of that nature. We had some different ideas and things we thought about doing. But filming was...
The producers were absolutely amazing. I mean, they had everything planned out, and I think filming took
seven days.
What? Maybe four? It was a day for the wedding, a day for the house stuff, and then
five days.
Yeah.
Initial meet, then the 2 days, the final meet, and then the interviews. 5 days. My bad.
Really?
No, the buttons.
Six days.
The buttons.
Okay. That's the thing, is this was so long ago now.
Yeah.
Did it, like, you look back and you're like, oh, the house day. Oh, the wedding day. It's like, it was less than a week, but.
Yeah.
For us, we forgot half the time that we were filming, like, you know, when we first arrived, getting mic'd up and things like that. But halfway through the day, I would forget that there's a camera right here, and we were just kind of being ourselves.
Yeah.
So throughout, you know, waiting for the show to come out, I kept thinking, man, I probably said some really crazy things, because my filter would just come off, and it would just be like we're hanging with our friends, you know.
Well, and it being a reality show, you wonder, are they going to pull those little snippets to make it seem
exactly. And then one of the insiders, I'll give you an insider detail that no one knows yet. I was dead, like sick. Ooh. Deathly ill. Like the one night, Nick had to carry me back to the car. I was so sick through the whole thing. So,
oh my gosh,
I was impressed with how I pulled it off. And you can't tell on the show.
You really can't tell at all.
I know that I was like, I'm dying. But I wish I would have been healthy, because I know I would have enjoyed it a whole lot more. But even with that, even with being, you know, not feeling my best, it was still such a fun experience. Yeah. We loved it.
Yeah, Sarah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say Sarah and Nicole really made it special for us. Yeah. And that's, I think, what really made the cameras kind of disappear, is we were just hanging out with two friends at the end of the day. I mean, we hit it off initially in our interview with them, figuring out what we wanted.
Yeah.
And they really made it happen. All those little personal touches. I know there's been some negative stuff about those, but they really meant a lot to us.
Yeah.
It was very special.
I think that's one of those things, at least my opinion on that, is one of those things that in the short amount of time for one episode, you have to kind of clip the things together. It might feel like, ooh, let me grab something just for sympathy points. But knowing that you guys really did connect with them and have that relationship with them, it was meant to be exactly what it was, like a touching, nice gesture towards, you know,
whatever
the personal details are for each of the couples. So yeah, that I've seen some of those posts, or those tweets rather.
and we've had their backs on it too, and just try, you know, it'd be a full-time job to message everybody back on that. But just my father was such a huge part of my life. And so I'm very, we lost him to suicide. And so it's something I'm very passionate about. I talk about all the time. So during the interview process, I was talking about my dad constantly. And as a bride thinking about a marriage and a wedding, I thought about the father-daughter dance and, you know, something old, something borrowed, something blue, all of those things. And so those were discussions we had that didn't, you know, in the short amount of time on the show, you don't see the all of that dialogue.
Yeah.
So that's something I try to explain to people is, for me, there are certain people that, you know, their grief style and process, they don't want to talk about maybe that hurt or that loss. For me, it's such a huge part of my life and something I'm very passionate about to speak on it. And it doesn't make me sad to talk about my dad. It was more, my tears were from absolute gratitude that people were thinking about something that means so much to me. So that's really kind of what I've tried to, you know, in a 140 character tweet, I can't say much, but I'm just like, no, it's not what that, it, that's what it was for me. Is it just like, we've had a rough go, and having people just go out of their way to make something very special for us, it really hit home. So that's really where those, all this, all the water works. Also, I was sick, you know what I mean? So I think they got lucky, because being sick, you're emotional, right? I just cried. A squirrel would go across the street. I'm like, oh, did you see the way he went across the
street? Is it safe? Is it okay? Is it pretty good? Yeah, and I think from my perspective, and part of the reason I didn't see it as a negative thing on either end, you know, whether it was, you know, some of the staging in the homes or the little twists or meaningful touches for a wedding, is we do try to incorporate some of those things in a wedding day, because that makes it different and unique and special. And and so it makes sense to me that those were the conversations you were having, because
absolutely. And in our home, we've got pictures of my dad. We've got, actually have his recipes. We want to turn a recipe into wallpaper. Like, those are actual things in our life. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that, for us, that was one of our favorite parts about it, is how personal and intimate and special those touches were.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear, because I was going to ask, you know, if you felt like the filming process was represented pretty well in what you saw on the show. And it seems like it was, and that it really was the one day for one thing, the one day for the next, and then you know, pulling it all together, and it happened quickly. It wasn't like you had secret months of meetings with them to hash it out. So it sounds like it's pretty genuine, and for the most part, obviously, with the knowledge that you had to cut things out for the sake of time, it seems like it was pretty genuine in the reflection and how that
it was. It really was. Yep.
What are some of your favorite reactions that you've gotten from the show?
Obviously, the bed, Nick falling on the bed.
I knew that was going to be one of the top moments. Yeah.
Those are my favorite.
The bed was there. We joke. There's so much that funny moments like that that got left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
So the bed was a highlight. We have people messaging us constantly about that they rewound it, that they started cracking up laughing. But honestly, the support that we've gotten for people saying how they can see that we're in love and what our relationship is, then this is kudos to the production team for capturing those moments. As in a relationship, we don't get to see those moments where we look at each other and it's like, so capturing that on film, that's something that we get to share with everyone. And I hope that all the couples.
There's been multiple women that say, I just want to find a guy that looks at me the way Nick looks at Denise. Well, I don't see it, right? I always see like, Denise, how cute. You know what I mean? I see a different look. I don't see the way he looks, you know? So I got to see those looks a little more on the show. I'm like, does he look at me like that? Because it's normally right back here. And
see it. Well, once you're in a relationship and things, you know, whatever it is, a relationship, a new, you know, something new, that exciting newness kind of falls away a little bit. So it's easy to forget those little things. Like, oh, that's right. This, you know, we are a pretty awesome couple, right?
Yeah. It has reminded us truly of how blessed we are and how, it's going to sound so cheesy, but just we're perfect for each other. You know what I mean? We just have so much fun, and we couldn't be happier with.
Well, and we,
right?
You have to also understand that social media and reality television aren't real. We have our issues. We have previous lives. We have spats. We have disagreements. We do argue, unfortunately, but we are perfect for each other. We make all of our decisions together as best as we can. And it is about our family and us moving forward. So when choosing a house or wedding, all of those emotions were real. And we're blessed. We're blessed to be in this situation. We're blessed to be able to share our love and our relationship.
Yeah, because I can imagine a show can also, and the attention from the show could take the opposite way if you don't right. have that good, solid relationship and understanding of what your priorities are and things like that. But that was a perfect mm-hmm. segue. I was going to ask about getting into your decision and how you guys worked through that. Did you really have, like, were you really neutral going into it? Like, you didn't have, I mean, I'm sure you had days where you felt one way over the other, but for the most part, were you kind of neutral and like, let's just let them convince us? How did that work?
I think I'm answering for you. You were
you or me?
I was.
You answer my wedding.
I worked in.
I'll give you both the opportunity to.
Thank you so much for that. I worked in the wedding industry for a while as,
well, you did.
As an assistant. Yeah, for day of and coordinating okay. and stuff.
Oh, you know the crazy.
So I've been around weddings a lot. So I was just like, I'm more house all day because I love interior design. Now I love a wedding. I like to plan it.
Yeah.
I've loved all the creative side of it, but the behind the scenes drama I can do without. So yeah. for me, I was more home. I was like, I want a home. I want to stop renting. I want it to be able to, you know, set roots down and start, you know, have a home that's ours together that where we can really, you know, live and start our lives together. But yeah. I think you.
Well, so for me, my.
You wanted to be a bridezilla, if I remember. Well,
I mean, I'm.
He was being honest.
In case, sure. yeah, in case you couldn't tell, I'm highly dramatic. So I do, and especially in this relationship, it's not my do-over, but it's a second chance at love. And having that wedding that I didn't have the first time, and being able to showcase that, and knowing how creative she is, and how much of a DIY planner I am. We wanted it to be extravagant. And I mean, she said filthy was the word she used in describing the Elvis theme. It's we're just kind of, we're that way. We're over the top.
Yeah.
So the bridezilla would have come out of me because I can't have her shed a tear on our wedding day. So of course I'm going to have to be the one that makes sure that everything is perfect so she can have her special day.
I was going to say, you seemed like the least like Zilla-like couples I've ever and so to hear you say that you wanted to be the bridezilla when it was, I can't remember what you guys were talking about, but it was in that first meeting and talking to Sarah about something. You're like, is that okay? Can we do that?
Oh yeah. The wedding dress shopping. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, if that's okay with you. Yeah.
Well, I know that's tradition. That
people are mad about that too. That people are like, what? Why would he go with her?
Well, we're also the couple that has a joint social media account. So we do everything together. We are those people that people, they're like, there's no way, there's no trust there. I mean, all of the above that people can say. So when it comes to that, I didn't know what the rules were. I'm like, it's your show. You do what you need to do. But if I can be there and be part of that, I would love to. I mean, and that's not to go back in time here, but her not having her dad and not having that male role model, there's a lot of aspects that is different about our relationship. So we like to be there for each other and be the rock and be the support system. So
yeah, and I love that you were doing what was best for you guys and what felt comfortable for the two mm-hmm. of you. Not necessarily like, oh, the groom's not supposed to go, so I'm not going to. But yeah, I think every wedding planner was watching that part like, okay, they are the like dream couple to understand that like there is, you know, not that you need to ask the planner's permission for something involving your wedding day, but again, the very furthest end of the spectrum from being a bride or a groomzilla. So
And in his defense, our elopement, there were a lot of moments where he could have brought out that bridezilla.
Okay.
And he didn't. He was amazing throughout the whole process. He was fantastic.
No, I did not see her dress for that.
Okay.
So there were a lot of aspects that we came up with this idea together, and we love to hike, and I don't know if we're getting into the elopement. Maybe I'm getting
relieved
a little bit too far.
Sorry, yeah, we'll talk a lot.
That's fine. Let's I definitely want to ask about the elopement and how that really, because I think that's the piece that really engaged couples now are resonating with, because they're going through, you know, for different reasons, but the similar process in, you know, doing different things. But talking about the initial decision though for the wedding or the home for the show, what were, so Denise, going into it, you were definitely swaying towards the house. Mm-hmm. And Nick, you were thinking you would be pulled more towards the wedding piece of it.
Yes. And
the way you described it, I think, is perfect, because everything you're seeing for the most part on social media, unless you're in the industry, people are like, well, house, of course, right? You know, the people that aren't involved in the show or not engaged are quickly saying home. And, you know, like you said too, Denise, being in the industry myself, I would probably go towards the home decision.
A lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And it's one day.
Yeah.
One but day.
What you were saying about it, in knowing that your relationship and saying those vows in front of your close family and friends, and you know what we hear from couples all the time is this is like the one time that you can have your loved ones all in one room at the same time. And so that is the piece that is most couples are really feeling towards, like, well, that's, you know, we want to have that,
right? Right.
So that's kind of the side of it that I think is you know, not as easy to show as well. You know, you have
sure.
that home, you know,
sure. So. Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously we know Denise, you won in the end, but how was that going into that, that final meeting then, knowing that you had to make that decision? Did you kind of have an idea what you were going to do before that? Or did you really just have to wait and see what strings they were going to pull?
Yeah, I think I was still a little bit leaning towards house. However, after spending that time with Sarah and like, again, actually visualizing things and having those moments, it definitely swayed me way more wedding than before the show, before the process.
It made a better decision than you thought.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Because we still want to have that day. You know what I mean? We want to have that moment to declare our love in front of everybody. So, and again, her making it so personal definitely made it difficult. Definitely made me want that day more than when we had originally gone into it. And then of course, giving us the incentives made it even harder.
She got you some amazing deals.
I know.
Well, this is so hard to talk about, because there were so many little touches that everyone didn't get to see, down to the silverware and the glass set that our special drinks were going to get served in. Yeah. I mean, Sarah brought the fire when it came to planning this wedding. Like, I pictured myself in my Elvis tuxedo and just her big hair, Priscilla-esque, the vignettes. I mean,
you could see yourself at the party.
Yeah.
It would have been so much of our style, and getting to share that with family and friends. So when everyone's saying, oh, you always choose mortgage, you have to live a day in the shoes and shoot this and have these offers presented to you and see what people didn't get to see on camera. Then make a decision.
Yeah, someone just blindly throws up marriage or mortgage. Oh, mortgage. But when you walk through this process, it makes it a lot more difficult. I was a nervous wreck going into that final day. I was sweating. I was terrified. I was nervous.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
In a good way. I was excited, but I was just like, this is a big decision. You know what I mean?
We didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what Sarah was going to bring or what Nicole was going to bring, or even that they were going to do that. We came in that last day and it was, okay, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Here's your options. And then it was like, let's try to make a logical decision now.
They did give us a little bit more time to think than they showed on the episode too. Just putting that out there. We had a little more.
I would imagine it wasn't like we have 30 seconds.
They want to sit there 20 minutes of the episode.
Yeah.
They're still deciding.
Oh my gosh. So what would you say was like the biggest pull that you were feeling, like the incentive that was keeping you from going directly to going right with the house?
Oh, I almost just said something so bad, but I'm going to say it anyways. The 50% off alcohol My family likes to have a good time. And that was something that was stressing me out.
They would have lost money on that deal, huh?
having to pay for all them to have alcohol for an evening. I'm like, that'll cost $30,000 alone, right? So yeah. Obviously the veil was beautiful and the other incentives were wonderful, but when that went, I was like, okay, that's pretty big because we're going to need a lot of alcohol too for my family. Mm-hmm.
So that was like the one thing you think looking back, it's like, oh, if we could have the house and the 50% off the booze, that would have been great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and then also when you talk about downgrading and taking away the vignettes and taking away the creative portion that I know is huge to her, mm-hmm. that's also something that brings that excitement level down. Yeah. It's not going to be this grand, filthy event. So when Sarah incentivized us with those,
she made it rough.
Yeah. She did her work for sure.
That's one of the things too. I know from just as a note to you guys, if you haven't seen this feedback or whatever, but of course there's buzz in the wedding industry too about this show. And I'm sure in the real estate side of things, of course, I can't speak to any of that, but talking about the incentives and like, but couples know that's not realistic, right? Like they're not going to come to us and think like, oh, we hired a planner. She can get us 50% off.
Oh yeah.
Well, we've got our tricks and we've got our little deals we can do, but when it's not like there's a show involved, it makes it a little bit trickier to.
That's true.
Yeah. So going into that decision day, knowing that if you chose house, it's not like you were then not engaged anymore and like, okay, we're not getting married. We're just going to live in a house, you know, at some point there would be a wedding. Did you know it was going to be an elopement before you even moved in? Did you kind of have that thought?
No, I don't think so. Me kind of being in that industry and I'm a creative, when I used to work in that industry for fun, I would just like plan weddings, themed weddings and different color schemes like every other day, you know? Yeah. So I was like, we can still figure out how to make that happen at some point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for me, no, I don't think at that point it was a decision on elopement or wedding or anything at that point.
Yeah.
I think that came with some time after.
Well, I joked about it at the end of the episode. I said in 2 years when we refinance and we can roll this money back, we'll have that filthy wedding.
Yeah.
And we had already waited so long being engaged. We didn't want to wait any longer.
Yeah.
My mother who suggested it. She said, you know what? Because we were talking about finances and all of this stuff. And my family is so important to me. And she's like, but why don't the two of you guys just run off and get married, you know, then you're married. If you want to do something later down the road, a reception or something, you can, but she was like, there's so much going on and this and that. And she was actually the one that put the idea in my head. And when I realized it was something that she wouldn't be upset about, then I was like, oh, she might be onto something here. Yeah. And that's when we started talking about it. We had a couple of friends who did that and we talked to them and they were like, it was the perfect thing. And so for us, it was absolute perfection. Everything worked out the way it needed to. Other people, I respect, everybody does what's, you know, important, what's best for them. But for us, I don't think at that point we had elopement was the solution for not picking wedding.
Yeah. So did you tell me about the actual elopement then? Was it really just the two of you and the officiant and the photographer, obviously, that was there? Or did you have any family that was invited?
So because her mother came up with the idea and told us to just go run off, because of the previous way I got married, we knew that that wasn't a complete option. We wanted to come up with something that was us.
Yeah.
And we started talking about hiking and waterfalls and being outside. And
well, that's what we did in the beginning of our relationship, was we would always go hiking, go to waterfalls. And we'd always have like our best conversations out there and just kind of feel at peace out there by the falls and stuff like that. So that's why that one was, you know, we thought about a couple different, we thought about going to Graceland, going to the chapel, or, you know, other Vegas. We kind
of
tossed.
There were a lot of different options that got tossed around.
Yeah. But in efforts to still keep it dramatic, we were like, why don't we get super dressed up and go to a waterfall? seems like
photos were.
But yes, nobody else was there. My mom drove. We didn't go together. It was about 2 hours from here. My mom drove me and dropped me off. So at least she got to have like a little part of it.
Yeah.
At the time, she didn't know that we were going to be videoing it so that we could show her later. Yeah. So we had the video crew like hiding around the corner. But yeah, it was just video photographer and our pastor and his wife. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Where was that at?
Fall Creek Falls.
Fall Creek Falls.
It's the state park.
We scouted a couple of different waterfalls.
The state park is called Fall Creek Falls, but there's a small fall called Piney Creek Falls.
Okay.
In East Tennessee, about 2 hours from here.
Gorgeous. Those photos were stunning. Did you guys just like show up and kind of craft?
It was
park, or did you have to make reservations for any kind
we
of-
did. We did contact people just because we were going to be, you know, having the video and drones and things like that.
But. Yeah. And that, so contact your state park system if you're thinking about doing that, because
yes,
there are waivers, releases. When we told them what we were doing, they said we had to run it past the state. And then we explained it was just us, mm-hmm. the officiant, his wife, photographer, and two people in a crew. And they're like, oh, you go do what you want to do.
Yeah.
As long as it's open, you can do what you want.
Yeah, and we went in chairs or anything for like a backdrop for you guys had your own built-in backdrop for the ceremony, but any.
Yep. Oh man,
it
was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Yes, if you're gonna bring anyone and have a production team, vans, whatnot, you have to have it all okayed, signed off on, and there's waivers and liability. We didn't have that.
Yeah, we went and scouted out a couple falls, and one day it was raining, and we hiked down in, and I had a meltdown. I was like, this is too hard. I don't even know how I'm gonna get back out of here.
No.
I don't want to get married here. But we went and he found that one and was like, this is perfect, because it was just right off of the main road. So it wasn't like a trek to get back to the falls. It was just literally like 50 feet.
Well, I mean, you watch me walk it in the elopement video the whole entire time. It was literally that.
Oh, that was
quick.
That was the full
yeah,
thing.
That was the basically it's down a bunch of wet, slippery rocks in the rain.
In a white dress, no big deal. No pressure.
I was like, I love you and I know how much you love me. So you're going to be the one walking down the aisle. I'm going to go down and get set up and then put the dress on, and I'm not moving because that thing was huge. So I went down, set up, got dressed, and then he came down. So that's another thing that we did differently is the groom walked instead of the bride.
I love that. And you didn't see the dress, this dress then until that point when you walked down the aisle?
So if you go and you watch the video, I don't know if you have yet, there's an actual moment when I look to my left as I'm coming down and I caught her and I have this huge smile and she caught me. She hadn't seen my suit. I hadn't seen her dress. And then she gives me a hard time. She's like, you didn't even cry. I'm like, I was too focused. I'm not falling and busting myself on the camera.
And he's in dress shoes, like, you know, coming down the side, scaling down a mountain. Dress.
But
I'd rather have had him bawling his eyes out, but falling, or a non-muddy groom, but no tears.
I plead the fifth. Just kidding. I'll never let him live it down though, because he's always like, I'm gonna sob when we get married, and never not one single tear. I was like,
no,
are you serious? Not even a single, like just a, even like a semblance of a tear.
There was a moment, but if there's a camera or there's someone else around, even in the show, there were moments where I started to tear up and I'm like, No, there's cameras around. So she's the only one who gets to see me cry.
Yeah, it's the grooms that are like, no, I'm not going to cry. Why would I cry? You know, men don't cry kind of groom.
Yeah.
And then they are just bawling when it comes to their I love, because they're letting that actual emotion out. And, you know, I think it's great. So I love that you guys did that. And how long did you, so from when you decided, when your mom told you, like, why don't you guys just elope, to the actual wedding day, how long was that process?
It's pretty quick. I mean, other than just hearing back from getting the okay from the state park.
Yeah.
A couple months, not even. Okay, so my dress was not really a dress. I just kind of put that together from Etsy and Amazon and threw it together. Really? Yes.
And that was a dress. That's a gorgeous dress. So it might not have been like you went to a bridal shop and bought the dress.
Yeah, it was a dress. You're right. It was a dress. But I just
gorgeous.
Put it together quickly. I'm still working. I've been getting a lot of people messaging about it. So I'm still working to go back through my archives to try to find. I also want to let the sweet girl that I worked with on Etsy know about it because everybody's loving it. But I have to go back to my old email to find it. But yeah, and then the other thing that I haven't shared with anybody yet is the top is just, it's just like a, I think it was $9.99. And it was just a little sweater and it had pearl buttons, but I wore it backwards. So the buttons were down the back and that's all that the top was.
Oh my God.
That's it. So go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you guys wanted to, you know, I didn't know any of the details other than, you know, what we saw with the photos. I didn't know if there were other guests or if you then had like a dinner reception following or anything like that. But what was your budget then for the elopement? Probably $75 for the register, for the permits, right?
We didn't have to pay.
Well, they didn't even
we had the marriage license.
Oh, the marriage license. Yeah.
We had the marriage license and some friends actually introduced us to the couple that shot the video for us.
Okay.
They do have an elopement package. Mm-hmm.
And we did it during the week. So
it was a Thursday.
Okay.
You've got to figure out. I mean, the most that we spent was gas to get out there. We paid the officiant. But we kept it all. I don't know. All in all, we'd have to go back and look at receipts.
It was not bad. At all. And then our friend is a photographer who shot the pictures for us. So we didn't have to pay for that.
Oh, that's amazing.
We're blessed. I hate to say that.
Well, not everybody. Most people don't have connections. Yeah.
Most people don't have those opportunities, but there are, if you do the research and you ask around, generally you can find people that are willing to help you on your special day, especially with everything going on now. I think we need people and help and barter more than anything. We need to come together.
And I think that's been one of the big things that people have been reaching out to us. So like, this is such a great idea. This would solve our issues. And so for me, it's been something I want to help other people with, you know what I mean? Like, you can still do this. You can still have, you know, bits and pieces of dreams that you want to have, and not have to spend, you know, a down payment on a house, you know, just have to think outside of the box a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And that's one of the things that, again, like why I think your situation, without knowing the real details of the elopement, other than it wasn't the big Graceland themed wedding, you know, but just knowing that you can do both and it doesn't have to be, you know, whatever your budget is, it doesn't have to be all in one category or the other for most of us that are not on reality shows where that's, you know, obviously the catch there. But I think what you guys did, whether it was, you know, intentional going into it on the day of or just like how it worked out, is how a lot of couples can really look at it and that, well, you know, what is the most important to us out of the wedding day and, you know, what we're getting out of that versus the other side of whatever it is, if it's, you know, delaying the wedding because they're saving up for a home or they can't have the big party right now or whatever it might be.
Right.
You know, just listening to the priorities is so important and being able to do that. So I loved seeing that you guys did that. And then also seeing that, you know, a few of the other couples that have done have been able to do that as well.
Right. Yeah. You can still, and for us, one of the reasons I gravitate towards Elvis, I've been listening to him since I was little with my dad. But one of the things I love about him is he's just ridiculous. Like, he just wears ridiculous things, over the top, he's dramatic. So in reality, our elopement was still in that realm of just being over the top, unique, quirky, you know, doing our own thing. So it still got pieces of that Elvis, what I kind of see Elvis as, you know what I mean? Just being somebody that was flashy and weird sometimes, but just kind of did what he wanted to do, you know what I mean? And that's kind of what we've done. And we're resourceful. We make it work. We, you know, and I've seen a lot of the other couples having to, you know, do that too with the world we're living in right now.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah, and seeing the different feedback, one of, as a wedding planner, one of the hardest questions that I get that I've seen in some of the conversations and in different threads and then articles posted about this is, you know, you see one or the other, somebody spending $20,000 on a wedding and then other people saying, oh, I wish that was all that we had spent because our budget was whatever. And so people's finances are so personal. You can't ever say, like, oh, you need to spend this because that's what an average wedding costs. Now, we know a vignette is going to cost a certain amount of money and cost a certain amount of money. So if those are your priorities, there is going to be kind of like a base level to that. But going into it, rather than saying, you know, this is the average of what people spend on a wedding, like, what is our priority in what we're going to put towards that and, or put that towards and break it down from there, I think is so, so crucial. And I always say it's planning backwards by doing the opposite, by saying, well, this is the average. So this is what we're spending. Mm-hmm. And then we have to come up with that money somewhere. It really can get couples in a lot of trouble there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It stresses me out just thinking about it.
Well, and that, so I used to work in catering, and seeing $45,000 weddings at a venue was nothing. I mean, that was every weekend. And you're like,
of it alone. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is a once in a lifetime party. Mm-hmm. And people are like, well, it's one day. It's like, you're celebrating your love.
Yeah.
And it's your personal relationship. Finances are so personal, but it's your wedding day. You get to share it with everyone. And you're really throwing it for everybody else when it comes down to it. You want your individuality in it, but it's such a hard decision to make where you're going to cut costs or what you're going to do. So to all the couples who chose wedding, we understand why they did it. I mean, they want to showcase their love. So.
And I think the show did, you guys, I really had no idea which way you were going to go.
Really?
You know, watching the episode for the first time. I really didn't. I thought if I had to guess, I probably would have said wedding. And I loved your reaction to Nick when, because Sarah went first to give her, you know, her incentives. And even said, I can't remember exactly what you said to Nicole, but like, good luck. Like, how are you?
Yeah. I whispered. I said, are you sure you want to be here?
And so like for a lot of the couples, I just loved how the internet will say differently, but the internet will do that with anything, you know. But I love how for each of the couples that did choose wedding, it really felt like the right decision. And again, going into it, I was, before I watched any of the episodes, I was nervous. I think Gus, yep, here's Gus.
Hi, Gus.
Hi, Gus. Oh, Gus is our color palette.
Yes. Both black and white, little brothers. Theo just curled up in his bed here. I mean, going into it, I was really nervous that this show was going to be really negative on the wedding industry. And, you know, like you see some of the reactions in articles, like who would even give a second thought? You put the money towards a home, of course.
Right. But
I did love how even with you guys and couples that did choose the home, it still showed that there's real value in that wedding and whatever that means. If it's $1,000 for a wedding, if it's $100,000 for a wedding, you know, for whatever people's budgets are, that's okay if that's the priority too. And of course,
100%.
You know, to have the funds for both and all of it.
Right. Yes. And here's the thing, even if you don't, you just don't like have to have them at the same time. You can always have both at different times as well. You know, we still plan to do a reception of some sort, you know, when we have the time, the money, the everything, you know what I mean? So I think it's
the ability to travel.
What is best? Yeah. To have people all together. What's best for you in that moment, you know, where you're at in your life and where your journey is. That's really what, she's stuck on me. That's what you have to kind of, the options that you've got away. And for every couple, that's different. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And we joke back and forth during the episode. It's like, do you want to go back and choose wedding?
There were even times that I wavered between two of the homes.
Yeah.
Because at one point, I mean, I love the house we were in, but then I was like, man, that other house though, it had that, it had this, it, you know what I mean? So the whole thing was just decisions and stressful altogether.
Well, I think it, especially now, I think it's really awesome to see that so many couples chose love and chose the party, because I think things, you alluded to this a little bit, that it could be really bad on the industry or really bad look. It, people still want to celebrate love, and that's huge.
Yeah,
absolutely. And even though, I mean, we made the decision to choose home, but that was based out of love. That was based out of having the ability to open up our doors for our family to come in, to, for us to host parties, for us to have a room for tea, for the ability to adopt if we want to grow our family.
Yeah.
I mean, that those are all decisions made out of love. So I was excited to see that couples chose wedding, because there, you read the articles, everyone's saying, you're dumb if you choose wedding, choose the house. It's like, I think it's special to see that.
Yeah. And personally, on that note too, again, going into it, I was expecting, you know, whether it's my, you know, cynical outlook on it, I'm not sure, but I was really expecting it to be, you know, a wash as far as people picking the house. And again, knowing, like, if I was in that position personally, I think, Denise, to your point too, being in the industry too, like, I would feel a wedding would somewhat be like a day at work. Like, even if it's our wedding, like, am I just going to feel like another day on the job or whatnot? But to hear the reasoning behind why couples picked wedding made me feel better about my job too, because every once in a while I do get that, like, especially at the end of a wedding, if we're just like throwing out florals and thinking about how much that cost, and
you know,
one day thing, to think like, okay, but those memories and the experience that the couple had with that is, you know, very comparable to having that piece of it. So I really was surprised, happily surprised with the outcome of the show and how they were able to show that piece of it.
Yeah, I think they did a great job showing it in a really positive light. A lot of the couples stumped us. What, we were 3 for 3 wrong. Like,
really?
Back to back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you guys know any of the couples beforehand?
Mm-mm. No.
Did you know any of them, like, going through the process, or until you saw them?
Not
until we saw the episodes. Now we've all connected on Instagram, and we've reached out and we've talked about getting together. But
we think we're gonna when we can host a little shindig over here and have everybody over.
I was gonna say, somebody's got to have a good backyard or a good good house. That's one of the things. Last year, being in Michigan, you know, we're very seasonal as far as the wedding season goes. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people were shifting to backyard weddings, and we're seeing the same thing happen here. And so I did put together like a guide to help couples through that process.
Awesome.
It was so funny seeing the comments that, like, we'll just buy the house and do a backyard wedding. I'm like, there you go.
That's everybody's solution. Get the house and then have the wedding at the house. Holler. You know?
Yeah. Although it is never as easy or cheap as people think.
So, and I wouldn't want those people at my house.
Yeah.
No, especially if it's a, you know, brand new house too. No.
Well, generally the venue isn't.
What's that?
I would imagine the venue isn't usually the bulk of the cost. So it's like, you're not saving that much money by having it in the house.
It depends. Some of those venues, for some of those venues,
obviously.
So it goes back, I don't want to keep you guys too long, but it really goes back to those priorities, because, like, are you going to just have people over and have it casual and, you know, get some barbecue,
right,
self-serve kind of stuff? Or do you want that, like, that feeling that you guys were talking about with that really dramatic feel where you're bringing in that those vignettes still, you know, you're still using that feeling, and most couples still want to have that wedding feel to it. So by the time you add in the rentals, the food, the catering, the staff, like all of that, most of the time it ends up being about the same, plus the headache of hosting an event at your house.
Yes. I couldn't do it. To each their own.
But there are
somebody else's house.
I'll go to that wedding.
Yeah. But there's definitely ways, though, like you guys found, whether it is just because of preferences or if it's a budget reason, you know, there are ways to do it, and it can still be perfectly you know, whatever that is for each couple. It can still be the perfect day, and if that big party is still part of it, it can be down the road, housewarming, whatever it might be, you know, whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, to wrap things up, I was going to ask, you kind of already answered it, but would you still make the same decision today, or would you be more swayed towards that that bigger party?
So
again, given, feel free to have separate answers.
If 2020 didn't happen.
Yes.
Okay.
Before time.
I need to preface with that.
Yeah.
There, it might be fun to go back and do the wedding.
He's lost his mind. He's lost his mind. No regrets. No regrets.
No.
We chose right. Any way you slice it. For us. I mean, there wouldn't have been a... No. Mm-mm. I just try to think about it. No. Oh, look at this girl.
What?
Sorry. I just got...
You see how the squirrels just run past? What's going on?
She's either doing,
see our neighbor.
She's doing kickboxing and it's to like a dance thing.
Oh, that's so funny. Is she doing a TikTok? Does she have like a tripod set up?
Do you see
it? We don't know.
I think she has a punching bag, but she's like doing like his gloves.
And that was it. That was the kicker right there. I definitely would have chosen house because we wouldn't have moments like this.
I mean, the entertainment that's built in with the home, right?
What are they doing over there?
It's a bag. It's a punching bag. Okay.
Is it just like a girl on the street?
No, it's in her garage. We didn't see.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm back.
Punching bag to the middle of the street.
There's a little alleyway in between our garage and our neighbor's garage. It's the only neighbors that we can see in our backyard, but we have to be sitting exactly right here.
Right where you are.
Perfect
angle.
She has given that bag. but I think that answers the question. No, we are happy right here where we are. I'm speaking for you.
Well, no, I guess if you have looked at our Instagram page, we've sort of alluded to that we've done some home projects, but we are really excited to share everything that we've been able to do. And in 2020, because we were home so much, we've done a lot.
We were just sitting around like, want to redo that today? All right, let's do it.
What do we do now? Yeah.
So we're excited to be able to share those projects, but no, we wouldn't have changed it. Even though looking back, it would have been really fun to have that Elvis Graceland wedding.
Well, you can always have that themed party. I'm sure Sarah has those notes ready to go because I know it's having.
I hope she still has them.
Anything
reminder.
Super unique like that, you know, we just, as much as we love the beautiful, you know, trendy designs and things like that, having something to get your hands on that's different and unique and really allows you to kind of celebrate with that couple is always good. So I have a feeling she'll have those notes on file. Well, thank you guys so much for chatting. It was so good to hear a little more about your experience and how you guys came to that decision. And where can people find you to see those home decor updates and project updates?
Our Instagram, which we do together, is Here's the Keys. We also have a website. You're looking at me scared.
Because I leave you in charge of all of this.
We have a website it's on our Instagram in the bio, but it's also heresthekeys.co.
Okay.
And that's where we're trying to do the Twitter because there's a lot of people talking to us on Twitter, but I'm having a hard time keeping up and I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm trying.
I'm a spectator on Twitter and TikTok.
Gosh. Yeah, I know. A lot of people have asked if we would start a YouTube channel and I just don't know about
it's a full-time, it's a full-time job.
And I'm just like, what would we even talk about? You know, other than home improvement stuff, sure. But anyways, but for now, here's the keys on Instagram and here's the keys.co.